Welcome to the Northern Affinity Video Podcast. During this session, we will be having an unedited discussion with an expert. And what I'll be planning to do is, during our discussion, get them to teach me something. Teach me about something that's of interest, but also they are an expert in. I'm Michael Edwards, and I'm the founder of the Northern Affinity. And I will tap into our wonderful community to bring you along on my drive for self-improvement and my desire to learn. So please connect with me on various social media platforms, whether it's LinkedIn or Instagram or Twitter. And I'd love to hear from you what subjects you'd like to learn more about, or what subjects you think it'd be good for me to learn about. So please, you know, get in contact and let me know. All the details will be in the show notes, and you can send me an email or contact me via the various platforms. I really hope you enjoy the show. So welcome everyone to the latest edition of the video podcast. I am delighted to say that today we are joined by Judy Parsons, the LinkedIn lady. Emphasis on the LinkedIn lady. So obviously you probably would guess that we're going to talk about LinkedIn today, but we're going to go into a little bit more specifics on that. And we're going to, well, basically Judy's going to teach me why I need a LinkedIn plan. I would openly admit that I probably don't have a formal plan. I probably have more of a habit than anything else, but Judy's going to help me with this today. So firstly, welcome, Judy. Thanks for joining us.
Lovely. Thank you so much indeed. Great to be here, Michael.
I think the first thing we should cover before we go into a little bit more detail is, I guess, probably most people know what LinkedIn is and why it's there, but do you want to kind of tell us why LinkedIn, you know, what benefits people get from it, that kind of thing? I'm sure this is something you've said a million times before, so I don't need to, but it'd be good to hear from you, from someone who is an expert on this.
Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, it is a great, you know, what is LinkedIn? Why should you use it? And, you know, it's a place I always like to start from, because I don't think people always appreciate actually what LinkedIn can do for you and what it actually is, because we all obviously see it as a social media platform, don't we? And I love what you said, that it's a habit for you. And I think that's really important. It is about having habits and using LinkedIn. So it's having a good habit and using your time effectively. But what I always like to start with is by, yeah, we know LinkedIn's a social media platform, but actually for me, it's so much more than that. So first of all, it's a database. You know, 32 million plus profiles on LinkedIn in the UK alone, probably more now. So, and we have, you know, LinkedIn gives us the tools to drill down and find the people that we want to get in front of for free. So we don't need to pay for LinkedIn. We can do that for free. Because it's such a big database, it's also the closest thing to face-to-face networking that you can get online. And obviously during the pandemic, that's where everybody went, because, you know, where else could you go and meet people when you couldn't meet them face-to-face? And the third reason why I see LinkedIn as more than a social media platform is that it's also a website. It's another online presence that gets you found on Google. So I always say to people, you know, understand what LinkedIn is, and then why do you want to use LinkedIn? And the third thing they need to understand, of course, is who their audience is. So a lot of people will go onto LinkedIn because somebody says, oh, you should be on LinkedIn. And so they toddle off and they create a LinkedIn account. But the challenge with that is that LinkedIn isn't really very intuitive. And, you know, it just drives you down that CV route, doesn't it? You know, put your job title and company name in the headline, put all the jobs you've ever done, all your education. And it's about, if you actually turn it on its head and go, right, okay, LinkedIn, I want to be on LinkedIn because you want to raise your visibility. I want to build my credibility. I want to generate leads. There was one chap I spoke to who wanted to just have a LinkedIn profile because somebody had said to them, oh, if you were only on LinkedIn, I could pass you loads of referrals. So he was very quickly keen to get a LinkedIn presence. So it's, why are you on LinkedIn? That's really, really important to understand. What is it you want it to do? And I think if you speak to any marketing person, they'll always want to start with the why. What's that objective? What do you want it to achieve? And then if we go back and think about, okay, what is LinkedIn? And you think of LinkedIn as a website, then people have an idea of how best to approach LinkedIn. And I think that's the key for me.
Yeah, I think it's interesting you mentioned the website thing there, actually, because something I've noticed recently, the kind of the evolution of LinkedIn, how it's becoming more like that. I saw something that's relatively new, I think, believe this, like reviews that you can do now. So obviously we had recommendations for as long as I can remember, but you can now do reviews on, based on a service, essentially. So,
yeah.
So a LinkedIn trainer, as an example, someone can review you and put one to five stars and all that kind of stuff, like a Google review or anything like that. That kind of lends itself to that idea of it being more like a website, and like you quite rightly said, more of a CV type platform as it probably was in past lives.
Yeah. You know, for me, LinkedIn is primarily a networking platform, a networking or social networking, whatever you like to call it. For me, primarily, that's what it is. And the services page that you can get on your profile, and they're also bringing out for company pages, is really interesting in so much that you're right. Somebody can give you a 5-star rating, very much like a Google review. LinkedIn haven't really pushed it at the moment. I don't think many people are aware of it. So I don't know, you know, it's not that visible at the moment. You know, there's nowhere that says, you know, look at, unless you go to somebody's services page, and it'll be interesting to see how that progresses, I think.
No, absolutely. Maybe it's just the kind of start of this, but hopefully, I think it's, you know, it's definitely evolving. I think there's more and more stuff coming. So
there's loads coming through. Absolutely loads. There's a new, they're introducing a scheduling tool on LinkedIn now. There's just so many things coming through that and being slowly introduced. Sure.
It's probably important to say that I'm a bit of a LinkedIn fanboy. so I'm going to kind of be trying to be as objective as possible during this discussion. I think it's a brilliant platform and has really helped me in what I do with Northern Affinity. So, but I'm going to be as objective as possible with this. So, I guess let's go to the kind of main subject and around planning. So I said to you, Judy, I just make it up as I go along. I don't, you know, I go on LinkedIn and I'll post now and again and I'll respond to comments and all this kind of stuff, but I don't really think about it too much. You then need to say to me, okay, you need a plan because. So what's the because? Why do I need a plan?
So the because is, it's so easy to waste time on LinkedIn and faff and not actually know what you're doing in the time that you have. We're all busy as business owners, you know, we've got the sale, we've got the marketing to do, we've got the sales, we've got the client delivery, we've got the admin and everything else. So as business owners, we've got a lot of balls to juggle. So we don't have time to spend all day, every day on LinkedIn. So we need to have a plan of action, something that we can follow, so we know what we're doing on a day-to-day basis to help us achieve our objectives on LinkedIn. So whether that is, you know, raise your profile, get referrals or new clients, whatever it is that you're looking for. And that's why we need a plan. And I think you could ask any other marketing person about the same question. Why do you need a plan for this? Why do you need a plan for that? Because otherwise you're just putting stuff out there and it's very reactive. And what we want to be is proactive. So we need to stop faffing and wasting time. Very easy. I know I keep saying LinkedIn is not a social media platform, but it's so easy just to be scrolling through your newsfeed and, you know, and suddenly half an hour's gone. And, you know, what actually have you done apart from you've engaged? You might have just been liking, that's easy, like, see what's occurring. As I say, if you've not really put any thought into who you're connecting with, for example, you might just be getting loads of stuff on your newsfeed which you don't like, and so that just makes you irate. Oh, I hate LinkedIn because I just see a load of rubbish.
It's really interesting you say that, Judy. So I see this not all the time, but I see quite a lot of people saying things like that, and my experience is completely different, actually.
Oh, mine too. Yeah,
I mean, yes, that's the odd thing. I think like everything, fine. But
sure.
I don't know if it's just almost I just kind of block it out of my mind and scroll past. But I think generally speaking, most of my feed is, it might not be interesting to me in that moment, but I understand why it might be interesting to other people. So like I said, I might scroll past it, but I generally think it's actually really, really good. And if I compare it to other social media platforms, I know I'm infinitely more interested in the things I see on my LinkedIn than just about anywhere else. So it'd be interesting to see, I want to know why you think people kind of have those different experiences.
So I think it's because it comes back down to, so we go back to the plan, once you know why you're on LinkedIn, the next thing is understanding who is your audience and who do you want to get in front of. And I think what happens is that you do need to be connected on LinkedIn for sure. But I think what happens is that people will then just go and connect with anyone and everyone without actually putting in any thought. It's about having a strategy also for who you're going to connect with. That, you know, it's like networking. You know, if you want to always sort of look at your networking strategy, don't you? Where are you going networking? Are you meeting the right people? Are the people you want to meet going networking? And it's the same with LinkedIn. If we think of LinkedIn as the closest thing to face-to-face networking, the people you connect with are the people that are in your network. So who are you connecting with, and are they the right people? And obviously, you know, what will happen is once we connect with somebody or we follow somebody or they follow us, we're more likely to see their activity in our newsfeed. So if we are just random in terms of who we're connecting with, then that's where you've got the potential to see things in your newsfeed that actually you have no interest in and that you think it's rubbish. And then God forbid anybody actually engages with those posts, because that just then makes it worse, because then you're sending signals. If you're going, I think this post is rubbish, or you wouldn't say that, but whatever you would say, if you engage with a post that you don't like, LinkedIn doesn't know that you don't like it. It thinks, oh, you've engaged with it. So you get more of the same. So, you know, that for me is the biggest reason. I think, and a lot of times people, and it works with your posts as well, but often by going in and looking back at who have I connected with, do I want to clean my connections up, often has a huge positive impact on their LinkedIn, both on what they're seeing and also on their own posts as well.
Is this kind of where actually we kind of come into the plan where it's important? So you into your feed. So you might decide, obviously you kind of got short, medium, long term plans. One thing you might do to help with your feed is say, okay, well, the next month I'm going to spend 10, 15 minutes every single day interacting with people who are putting good content out there. You know, well, and obviously what good content is to you and different people, that's obviously up to an individual. But over that time, you're telling the LinkedIn algorithm essentially, this is the type of thing I want. So therefore, actually, in the long term, it becomes an easier thing because you'd have to go searching that. Does that make sense?
It does. And I think that's why you and I don't have such a problem with our feed, because we have been training and teaching the algorithm what it is that we want to see. So you have to, you know, it's in terms of the groups you join, the hashtags you follow, the people you connect with, the people you engage with. That's all sending signals to the LinkedIn algorithm in terms of what it thinks that you then want to see. And that will then, you know, so then that impacts your experience on LinkedIn. So if you're not having a good experience, if it's not right for you, it's going back, well, what am I doing? What do I need to change? How can I change it? Who do I want to get in front of? Whose content do I want to see? And things like that.
That makes sense. Yeah. And I guess then kind of taking the next step further with the plan, what kind of things should you be putting in your plan? And I guess it's, you know, something around posting, something about connections, something about commenting. What type of thing would you advise someone, especially maybe if they're not seeing good things come from it? Well, you know, where do they need to start?
So I always start with profiles first. So profile isn't something that you would do on a day-to-day basis, because once it's done, it's kind of passive. But it's really, really important that profile is done first. Because if you're going to, if we go back to what's our objective, let's say your objective is to help you open the door to conversations. Let's have those, generate those opportunities, people who know what it is you do and who want to talk to you. So the first and foremost, you need to make sure that your profile is talking to the people that you want to get in front of. Because once you start going and implementing the plan and getting active on LinkedIn, you're going to be driving people to your profile, which is what we want ultimately. We want people coming to our LinkedIn profile, because if you're not getting the right people coming to your LinkedIn profile, you're not going to start opening those doors to conversations. So I will bang on a lot about profiles. It's important to think about, it's your professional brand. What do you want people to know, think and feel about you? You've got the lovely featured section, so you can keep that fresh, maybe put your latest blog or article on there, and things like that. So that's always the first step. Make sure that you've got a good profile. It positions you as the expert and why somebody should want to have a conversation with you. And it's really important because that profile will follow you around then as you start to get proactive on LinkedIn and you start raising your visibility. Because as soon as you start getting active on LinkedIn, whether you're posting and engaging or whether you're connecting with other people, you are raising your visibility on the platform. You're putting your head above the parapet and people are going to start seeing you. So you want to make sure that you've got your best foot forward and you're presenting yourself in your brightest possible light. Because for me, I always say that if you don't do that, it's like sending people to an error page on your website, that 404 error page. And, you know, you've done all that hard work, as we had with Laura in your previous call, all the SEO, all that hard work. If somebody then goes to your website and they can't find what they want, they're gone. And it's the same with LinkedIn, which is why I always think it's good to think of LinkedIn as a website, because it's a great place to start, because it just, you just know, everybody knows what a website is and how it works. So once that's kind of done, that's always step one, profile. Second step for me then is understanding, right, okay, audience, who do I want to get in front of and where are they going to be on LinkedIn? And this is the prospecting step. So I have three steps: profile, prospecting, and posting. And prospecting is an important step to do next, because that is all about building your network of the people that you want to get in front of and who's your audience. And this is the mistake that people make, and I think we've already alluded to this, is that you just go in and connect with anyone and everyone because you think that you need a big network. You know, the bigger your network, the better. And that is not the case at all, unfortunately. You need, it's a really fine line between quantity and quality. You need an engaged network. So you want people who are going to be interested in what you've got to post. So this building your network, this prospecting is a very proactive step. And LinkedIn gives you loads of ways to go in and find people. And then it's working out, okay, who do I want to get in front of? Where are they on LinkedIn? And how am I going to get in front of them? And so it's like, okay, what's the most effective way for me to do that? And that's a key part of your plan. And then you're going to be building your network with the right people, which will then in turn support your posts. So it's a very important step to do next once you've done your profile.
Absolutely. One thing I made a note of there actually is, firstly, I need to update my profile. I'll check that. And secondly, you just mentioned very briefly there the previous podcast we did with Laura, and we talked about SEO. Now, one of the things I know about LinkedIn is if you Google, say, Judy Parsons, the LinkedIn lady, now you'd expect LinkedIn to be for you. But if you Google Michael Edwards, the Northern Affinity, I guarantee you that my LinkedIn profile will be very, very high up on that list. And it is the vast majority of people. So getting that right is really important, is it? I know you're not an SEO expert, but it is a really strong way of getting people to find out about you, essentially.
100%. And often, not often, but myself, the first 7 years of being the LinkedIn lady, I didn't have a website. I had a landing page, but I didn't have a website. My website was LinkedIn. And, you know, I'm a big believer, you know, and there'll be a website people going, no, but, you know, I'm a big believer of being where my audience is. So if the people that I want to get in front of, which they are on LinkedIn, why should I have a website and be trying to get them off LinkedIn and over to my website? Because if people go to your website, you don't actually know who they are unless they take some form of action on your website, like message you or something. But on LinkedIn, you can see who's coming to your profile. You can see who is engaging with your posts, and you can reach out and have a conversation with them. So, you know, for me, it's very important. For me, my belief is that I keep people on LinkedIn rather than trying to drag them somewhere else. So and then obviously we do need to get people off LinkedIn at some point, but not in the first instance. So there's like steps, and which comes back to your plan. And it also, there's a customer journey on LinkedIn as well. And I was having a chat with a lady who does customer journey marketing, and it was fascinating. And she said to me that when she talks to people, one of the problems that they tell her is that we're on LinkedIn and we're not getting any clients. And she said what they're trying to do is to get them from not knowing them at all to buying their big thing all in one go. And that's not what we're doing on LinkedIn. So it's about having those steps. What are you going to take people through so they get to know who you are? They get to experience you. They get to decide you're the expert and that they want to talk to you. They know what you do and they want to talk to you. And I, you know, I've worked with clients so many times, and that's the feedback they come back with, is that, you know, it's like, oh, dropping into your inbox people they don't know going, can we have a chat? And that is because they know what they do and they actually want to talk to them. So yeah,
absolutely.
I was going up on a tangent then. I'm not going.
Many of these conversations do. I wouldn't worry about it. So in terms of the planning, in terms of, I guess, around content, so I guess posting yourself and also getting involved in other people's posts, what kind of things should people put in that plan? And I would guess consistency and persistence might be at the heart of this.
So absolutely. And again, I think, you know, it depends. I'd also think about what you do outside of LinkedIn as well, marketing, because, you know, as much as I might say about websites, a lot of people do have a website and they may be blogging. So what content are you? You don't have to create different content for LinkedIn. You know, I've had people go, well, we put stuff on Facebook, we don't put our Facebook posts on LinkedIn. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, that content that you put on other channels will be just as good on LinkedIn. So it's actually, what are you doing as a whole for your content planning? So for me, my third step is posting. But posting for me is about, it's get famous. It's about raising your visibility. It's about attracting those self-selecting clients to you. So you're being active. You know, because 92% of B2B buyers are out there. They're online, they're on Google, they're on LinkedIn, and they're looking for solutions to the challenges you solve. So you want to be posting stuff and having a content plan, wherever that's going to be, as well as on LinkedIn, that actually helps solve those challenges, answers those questions. What is it that your ideal clients want and need to know about what it is that you offer and how you solve them? Because that's what they're looking for. So, you know, it's like, what are the top questions that they're asking? And be talking about that on LinkedIn for sure, because, you know, if they're searching that on Google, your posts can come up on Google. It's not just your profile. Posts can come up. Articles can come up. You get all that keywords optimization done on your LinkedIn profile. On your LinkedIn profile and your LinkedIn activity. It's, you know, just as good as a blog. So it's about having, you know, LinkedIn is a tool at the end of the day. As I said, you know, you might go, right, they could be Facebook is a tool, Twitter is a tool. These are all tools to help you get in front of your ideal clients. The people that I work with see LinkedIn as their primary lead generation platform. So it's about, for me, it's that having the content plan is answering those questions. But the other thing as well, it's not just about creating your own content either, because it's about having the pulse on the finger of what's happening in your industry. So there's loads of content out there. So if you're not a content creator, which I'm not a great content creator, to be honest with you, Michael, you know, for me, posting is probably the least I do on LinkedIn, because I'm not a natural content creator. But what I can do is go and curate other people's content. And what I do is I'll see a great article and, you know, about maybe the 10 top things of how to write a LinkedIn article. You know, that's brilliant. Somebody else done the work for me. I can take it, summarize it, and I've got some content there as well. Or, for example, the podcast that you've done with Laura is, okay, how does the SEO apply to LinkedIn? Mm-hmm. How can I SEO my LinkedIn activity? So there's, you know, there's content there from Laura. Okay, how can we apply that to LinkedIn? So it's all already done for you. So it's about having your own content as well as third-party content.
Absolutely.
But posting is just one element. Just
right. And I think, you know, it's a common thing I often hear, and I'm sure you do far more times than me, is, Judy, I don't have anything interesting to say. I don't know what to post. Where do I start? Type of thing. I guess you have kind of a response to people in those circumstances, which is kind of partly what you've just said there.
Yeah, absolutely. What I say, what are the most common questions? But actually, what I tell people to do first, if they're struggling with posting, is to engage first. Because engaging for me is a really, really important activity on LinkedIn. And you've said, I think you said earlier, you spend, what, 20 minutes a day or something on that, engaging on LinkedIn, yeah. Which is fantastic. That's great. So what I tell people is that the whole point of having a plan is that you know exactly what you're doing in the time that you do have on LinkedIn, whether that's 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. And the majority of that time, you need to be engaging. So I guess for me, I don't really, the content probably maybe spend an hour a week coming up with your content, and then you've got it ready to post every day. But you don't have to post every day. Two or three times a week is absolutely fine. That's still absolutely fine to do. We don't need to overly post on LinkedIn, which I think is always a good thing. But the majority of the time that you do spend should be on engaging. And this is where people fall down, because this is where they're just scrolling through their newsfeed. So they're being very reactive. They're not actually going, this is who I want to get in front of. This is how I'm going to find them. And this is the post that I'm going to comment on. And that's what you need in your plan. Who am I getting in front of? Where are they? And how am I going to get in front of them? And that's the three key elements of your plan.
And I think the last couple of things you've said have been really interesting, because I was thinking about my activity. And I know one thing I find is that, so I try to post most days and be fairly consistent with that. But there's like I'm sure all of us, there's days where I could have like four different posts and I could put out there, and I've got these ideas. I end up basically put them in my notes on my phone, ready for the next day to put them in. Or there's times when, and it might be a day, it might be a week or so, when I'm struggling to think of something to put out there. And what I find is just spending 10-15 minutes commenting on other posts all of a sudden just brings some inspiration, because there's a reason you've reacted to a post, is because it's either an emotional reaction or some other, and it just gets the brain flowing. So being not an expert on these things, that's a thing I'd say, if you're just struggling for something, just go react to a lot of other people's posts, and you've said earlier, kind of make a post out of a number of different posts and put it all together.
Yeah, absolutely. Claire Clifford will talk about content and content ideas. She's brilliant, and she'll, as well as your awareness day, she'll come up with sort of this is what you can post. So in terms, for me, the content side of what am I going to actually post, somebody like Claire, and actually having that content strategy, which will work across all channels, is a really good place to start. And for me, it's about, I would, as I say, answer questions, demonstrate your expertise, have some personality. We have the whole thing about, it's all personal posts on LinkedIn and stuff like that. Definitely, they're much more personable these days. But for me, if you actually go in and start commenting on posts, it's like mini posting. And as you say, you can go and it'll give you some ideas. You can find, I've seen other people's posts and I go, that's a really good idea. It does spark ideas. It helps you find people, it sparks ideas, and it raises your visibility for sure.
Absolutely. So one thing you've kind of touched on a couple of times around time and people getting lost in it all. And I'm guilty, and I'm sure anyone listening or watching this at some point has been guilty of getting lost in the various social media platforms, because if anyone has read any books about them, that's what they're designed to do, for you to stay on there as long as possible. So one danger, obviously, LinkedIn is generally, as a professional business platform, is people don't want to spend too much time on them because they've got things to do, as they've got their work to do. So how, when you're working with people, how do you kind of get them to make sure that they, I guess, and it goes back to the planning, plan to put X number of minutes in the diary and make the use of that?
So again, this, you really have to be really clear on why you're on LinkedIn. Business development, sales, generating clients, companies employ full-time salespeople to do this job. If LinkedIn is one of your key or your primary lead generation platform, it has to be you have to commit to using it as part of your day-to-day sales and marketing activity, for sure. It's like going networking. Whenever I say to people, how do you generate leads? Nine times out of 10, it's networking and word of mouth referrals. So if you're going networking to generate leads, you have to actually go to the networks. You actually have to, do you know what I mean? You have to have a strategy for them. You can't just be a member of a group. I couldn't just be a member of the Northern Affinity and then never participate and expect all these leads. Not that I'm a reason, but you know what I mean? I can't You can't just join something and never go to it. You've got to commit to it, and it's got to be consistent activity, as you said before. So my point with LinkedIn is, right, okay, A, you've got to see it as your one of your key marketing activities. So then it's got to be part of your day-to-day sales and marketing activity. Even if it's not daily, it should be 2, 3, 4 times, probably not more than 2, but 3 or 4 times a week, you should be on there at least. And then, you know, how long, you know, it's a common question, how long should I be on there? And it's like, how long is a piece of string? You know, you can be on there all day, every day. Or you know, but the more you put into LinkedIn, the more you'll get out of it, for sure. But what I say to people is set a timer, because, and this is why having a plan is so important. Because if you go and say, right, I've got 20 minutes a day to spend on LinkedIn, I'm going to set my timer. And in that time, I'm going to do as many of my actions that I've got in my plan during that time. And then when the buzzer goes, you can go, right, that's my. And it doesn't matter then if you do go some later on during the lunch hour or something, you might scroll through, you might do some other bits and pieces. But the point is, you do as much as those activities in that 20 minutes a day, which is focused, it's proactive. You know exactly what you need to do to find the people you need to get in front of. And you do that activity. So it's very proactive activity rather than reactive. And you do that, the buzzer goes, and you go, right, that's my LinkedIn activity done for the day. Somebody else, which I really quite liked, I'm not quite sure if it's enough, but they went on a 3 by 3 by 3. So, you know, like 3 posts, comment on 3 posts, connect with 3 posts, 3 people. But it's like having that kind of, right, this is what I'm going to do, this is what. And what that's doing is helping you move forward towards your goals. And it's rather than just faffing, and you're actually not getting anywhere.
Well, I think the great thing about LinkedIn is, as you quite rightly said, it is a business development sales tool for the vast majority of us. It's, yes, having that plan and doing X number of minutes per day when you can. Obviously, there'll be obviously examples sometimes when you can't. But the great thing about LinkedIn, again, is it's so accessible that there may be times when you do have 5 minutes. I know often, just purely because of the traffic, I get to do the school run. I get there 15, 20 minutes early to make sure I can get a parking space. Pretty much what I do is either my emails on my phone, or I'll do 5-10 minutes on LinkedIn.
Sure, yeah.
I get on the train quite a lot, and I'll do 10-15 minutes of LinkedIn there. I might do a bit when I'm in the gym, and various other examples. It's such an accessible platform that 5-10 minutes on top of your consistent stuff when you can, and it might end up being a couple of times a day, can really add up. And you know, and realistically, are you going to do during that period? Are you going to do a sales call? Are you going to do some sort of email follow-up to possibly not, but you know, that again, it's kind of consistent but inconsistent, if that makes sense, as kind of a secondary activity.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But even then, if you know what it is that you're doing, even in the times when you have got, like, as I say, 5 minutes, you're in between meetings, you know, check out your LinkedIn, see what, you know, what notifications are coming up and things like that. But if you know what you're doing, it just makes it much more effective.
Yeah.
As a marketing tool. And any marketer will tell you, you know, it's all about, Anna from, you know, Anna Shaw, she did one about marketing plans, doesn't she? And planning, you know, LinkedIn is no different. You know, listen to that one and apply what Anna said in terms of developing a marketing plan to LinkedIn. And, you know, you're just much more effective.
Absolutely. So one last question for me, Julie, actually. So it's around the planning, but you know, one thing we haven't really talked about is company pages.
Company pages, yes.
Now, obviously, a lot of this applies, whether it's you're talking about the personal or company page, a lot of the stuff we've talked about. But is there anything different, anything that people should think about when it comes to their company page? Maybe something that kind of little known features or anything like that that might just little help people?
So I think it depends on your business. If you are a single business owner like myself, you will always put everything through your personal profile. And your company, I'm loving company pages at the moment because there are so many lovely features coming out and things like that. But you want always, you know, obviously, do I need a company page? Absolutely. You need the company page, put the branding there on your LinkedIn profile. So the thing with company pages is that, from a single business owner perspective, is that when you post on your company page, only the people who follow the company page will see the post. So often you'll have more individual connections than you will have followers and things like that. Where you have employees, like for the Northern Affinity, it's been very, very beneficial, hasn't it, the company page? Because you can get much more interaction now with employees. You can notify employees. You can actually see the posts that employees are posting and engage on them as the company now these days. You've got a company newsletter that you can do on LinkedIn as well. So that for me is something. I've got a personal newsletter, but there's no point me having a personal and a company. But if I was a company, I would definitely have a newsletter on the company page. For sure. So company pages are a different strategy. There are usually the marketing team rather than the business owner or the salesperson. For me, but company pages are a marketing team job, a marketing part of it. And the personal profile is more of the business development and sales team. And stuff. So for me, when I look at when I'm training LinkedIn training with the sales team, I like having the marketing team there because they then can support the sales team with the content and things like that. But they're two slightly different strategies, and I think it depends on what type of business you are as to which way you come with it.
100%. And I think one of the things I kind of almost discovered by accident was the, you touched on there, the ability to comment as the business page. Now, you can, I believe, switch on the mobile app, but you can on the desktop. You can comment on the mobile app if someone has kind of copied you into something, but you can proactively do it. I don't know if that's right, but that's what I experienced. But what I found is sometimes I'm going through my news feed and I'll see a post, which actually I think, this might be better for Northern Affinity to reply to rather than me. It doesn't happen that often. And I can't think of a reason why off the top of my head, but sometimes it feels like a better option. So I will use it. You've got the little kind of arrow thing up here, and you can do that. So that's something that maybe I know when I speak to a lot of people that don't know that's the thing. It can be quite useful.
It is quite useful. It's great for raising. So this is why there's so many things coming out for company pages, because company pages is LinkedIn's advertising platform. And what the challenge that they had is that the big companies were all advertising on LinkedIn, but they weren't getting any of the smaller ones, because what's the point when it's so hard to build followers that you couldn't engage as the company on LinkedIn? And so they have been beefing up company pages to make the platform much more attractive to advertise on for the more of the SME type companies and things. Hence why they are great at the moment. There are so many more marketing things that are features that you can do on there for sure. I mean, mate, you know, company pages is one we could talk about, you know, on another time. So again, it's massive. Where do we start with company pages? It depends on the business. If you're an individual business owner like me, your company page is not going to be as important. But if you are a business with a marketing team, the marketing team will control the company page and use it to raise the visibility and awareness of the company. And then admins of the company, as you quite rightly say, can engage as the company on posts. And I think that's the big thing that's changed now, is that you can engage as companies if you're an admin.
I was just thinking about that. I mean, the benefit of the engagement now is probably the most default setting for getting in contact with businesses for most of us as individuals has been Twitter over the last few years. It's kind of the place essentially where you go to engage with a company, isn't it? And you have to essentially complain sometimes. We all know that there's obviously various things going on with that platform at the moment. There is maybe an opportunity for LinkedIn to, as company pages become more relevant, actually to take over that traffic. So that could be interesting. Just something I've just thought of off the top of my head there, but interesting.
Well,
interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, it will. It will indeed.
So just to finish off then, Judy, I always ask people, where are the best places to go and find you if they want to contact you? Now, I'm guessing it's pretty obvious when it comes to you. So if it's not LinkedIn, tell me now.
No, LinkedIn is always the best. Or email judy@judithparsons.com, but definitely LinkedIn.
Perfect.
I do have a website, but I'm much happier for you to go to my profile.
Well, I'm sure the website, you can get through the profile anyway. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So thank you so much for that time. That's really, really interesting.
My pleasure.
As all of you do when you have these conversations, I've ended up making notes and adding to my to-do list. So I need to stop doing podcasts because my to-do list is getting far too big, but some really helpful things there. So thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed this chat today, and like me, you learned something new from our wonderful expert. So if you'd like to hear from more of our sessions, please subscribe on whatever platform that you get your podcast from to hear more. And also, we'd love to meet you at some point at one of our upcoming events. The Northern Affinity hold events all across the north of England, and we'd love to meet new people and then have guests along. So please come along and check out our website or all the details in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next time.